Tosis in Pesachim Daf Kuf Zayin says that when Tisha B'Av falls Motzei Shabbos, so since you can't be Mavdil Motzei Shabbos, you can't drink the wine, so you do it the next night. So it'll be Sunday night, Yom Sheni. And the Ramban quotes in Tois Adam a similar opinion in the name of the Bahag, that that you'd be Mavdil the next day. And the Ramban is bothered by this, and he says that even according to the Mandi Yama, that you can only be Mavdil Kol Yom Kulo, that's certainly only a Chovas Hadzola for Motzei Shabbos, for Yom Rishon. But you can't be Mavdil the next night because you're Potter. And even if you hold that according to Mandi Yama, you can be Mavdil in the whole week until Wednesday, so that's only if you're Chayiv and you're a Shoigig. But here there was no Chayiv. And Ramban holds that the other days are Tashlumin Division, the Tashlum of Moshe Shabbos, and therefore since you couldn't be Mavdil because of Tisha B'Av, so you're Potter from Mavdil. And he quotes, and this is similar to the Svara that the Rush quotes in Brochus, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, that if a person was an Oinein Moshe Shabbos, that he doesn't make Havdalah afterwards, because came the Itri, since the Shaito he was Potter, and the other days you see he holds a Tashlumin. So since he was Potter the first day, there's no Tashlumin. So what's difficult in the Ramban is that at least by Oinen, we's Potter Mikol HaMitzvahs. So you can say that if he's Potter the first day, and the Yehuda Chosid holds that it's that the other days are Tashlumin, not that it's all called one Motzei Shabbos. So according to Yehuda Chosid, once you're Potter, there's no Tashlumin. However, Tainus, when it's Tisha B'Av, it's not a locha that the Gavra is Potter. He's Chayv in Havdalah. Just he can't implement it because it's usher to drink. But why should he be considered Potter? So in terms of explaining this, the Rav said, you see from the Gemara and Pesachim that the Gemara says in Dav Kuf and the Dav Kufav that if a person ate before Havdalah, Tom Mavdil or Einu Mavdil. So what's the law? I understand that it's also to eat before Havdalah, but why, if he ate before Havdalah, should he violate an Issa of eating before Havdalah? But why is it called, and one man Yama say that you can't be Mavdil anymore? Would anybody say it's also to eat before davening? If you ate before davening, you shouldn't daven anymore. So you see from that, the Rav said that the halacha of Havdalah is not just to be mavdil ben kodesh l'chol, but that the Havdalah is a halacha to be mafsik ben sudas Shabbos to sudas chol. And therefore, if you ate before, according to the Mandiyama, in a mavdil, because the Havdalah can't be Mavdil anymore, be Mafsik from Sudas Chol, because you already ate Bechol, you ate afterwards. So now in terms of the Ramban, that since the Ramban thinks that the whole halacha of Havdalah Motzei Shabbos is to be Mavdil and Sudas Shabbos and covered Shabbos to Sudas Chol, therefore, that's Motzei Shabbos is a day that you can eat. But if Motzei Shabbos is a tainus, it's Tisha B'Av, and therefore it's not a day of achila at all, and therefore there's no chiv to be mavdil at all. It's not just because he's an onus because he can't drink. But it's halacha that there's no chiyuv, because the whole halacha and chalois of Havdalah is to be mavdil into Sudas Shabbos to Sudas Chol, and Mamela it's not shaykh tashlumin because taka you're potter. It's like chigbu yom mishan when the spasub sheni is potter from being kovan ri or kovan chigbu. And it could be that the Bahag also holds that way, that the Mandi Yama, he says just about, he also agrees that you're Potter, and the Chiyuv should have been the next the Motzei Shabbos, but he holds since the whole halacha of Havdalah is to be mavdil from Suda Shabbos to Sudas Chol, if it's a day where there's no Suda because it's Yom Tainis, so the next day is the Motzei Shabbos, is L'gabei Achila. And therefore, he's still chayiv to make Havdalah moving forward. And could be an afkamin in this. What's the halacha of a choyla who has to eat on Tisha B'Av? So the halacha is that he makes Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. Can that person be motzi other people who are still fasting so that they wouldn't have to make Havdalah the next night? So if you hold that it's only because he doesn't make Havdalah because Hechetimse can't eat and he can't drink the yayin because it's an Issa Tainis, so basically other people are chayiv. So he could be motzi the other people. But if you say, as we said, that the loch is because it's Me'ikra Din, there's no Chovas Havdalah, because it's not a Yom Achila. So for the person who it is Yom Achila, because he's a Chayla, he can make Havdalah B'yotzei. But for the other people, it's not a Yom of Achila. So there's no Chalais of Havdalah to be mafsik between Suda Shabbos and Suda Chol.